All right, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Brachas daf Yud. We left off Brachas daf Tes Amud Beis, 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom of the page at the one dot. The first word on the line is Arichta. We left off, and we'll pick up rather with the third word on the line, which is Michti. So today's daf is going to cover a number of topics. Yesterday we discussed, or we started discussing, the zman for Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. After many, many blot of talking about the zman of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, we saw the Mishnah yesterday that spoke about the zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. We spoke a little bit about the beginning of the zman, which is Misha Yakir, and then we launched into a discussion of Smichas Gula L'Tfila, because we had said that even though the earliest time to read Kriya Shema is Misha Yakir, we saw a couple of sheets yesterday as to what one needs to be able to discern between, whether it's two different types of colors or different types of animals, or if you're able to recognize your friend or a casual acquaintance, I should say, when you see him at a distance. We had said that the Vasikin used to read Kriya Shema right before Netzach Hama, so that they would be Someh Gula L'Tfila, and immediately after Kriya Shema, they would launch into Shmoneh Esrei. That led us to a discussion of how are we ever Someh Gula L'Tfila if before we say our Shmoneh Esrei, we say the Pasuk of Hashem Svasai Tiftach, so initially we tried saying maybe that's only not by Shacharis or not by Mariv, because there is no Smichas Gula L'Tfila by Mincha, obviously. We wound up concluding, no, we say Hashem Svasai Tiftach by every Tfila, but rather since it's part of, since the Rabbanim were Mesaken, and since Chazal were Mesaken, that we should say the Pasuk, it's considered to be part of the Tfila, just like we said by Mariv, Hashkivenu, it's like Gula Richta. So the other pasuk that we mentioned yesterday was Yila Rotsa Nimrei Fi, which is what we always say after Shmoneh Esrei. So today we're going to start with a discussion of how do we know that we say Hashem Svasai Tiftach before Shmoneh Esrei and Yila Rotsa after Shmoneh Esrei. That's going to launch into a discussion which is going to take most of Yud Amud Aleph about darshaning various psukim in Tehillim that David HaMelech said, when David HaMelech said Shira, how David HaMelech differentiated various kapitlach Tehillim that he was very, very moved by. We're going to see whether the first and second kapitlach of Tehillim are actually one large perek or whether they should be broken up into two separate prakim. Then turning over to Amud Beis, we're going to talk about Chizkiyahu. We're going to talk about Chizkiyahu HaMelech and his relationship with Yeshayahu. We're going to talk about three things that Chizkiyahu did that HaKadosh Baruch Hu approved of, three things that he did which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not approve of. Then we're going to talk a little bit about Elisha and what we learned from Elisha in terms of being a good guest. And we're going to contrast his practices with Shmuel's practices. He had a different angle as to how he would want people to host him. And then finally, as we draw closer to the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis, we're going to get back to Kriya Shema and talk about the end time for saying Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis and what happens if a person recites Kriya Shema after Gimel Shos. We said this man is until the end of Gimel Shos because that's when the Malachim get up in the morning, and we're going to talk about what happens if you say Kriya Shema even after that. The Mishnah made a comment that it's Lo Hifsid Ka'adam HaKorei B'Torah, so we're going to see exactly what that means. So again, we left off Tes Amud Beis, 6 lines up from the bottom of the page. I should mention today's shiur, sponsored again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer very, very much for his continued sponsorship. So, Michti, Hayu L'Ratzon Rafi, Mashma L'Bsof, Mashma Me'ikara, Dibina L'Meimar. So, my time at Tekninu Rabbanon La'achar Yudches Brachos, Lemru Me'ikara. So, this pasuk of Yu L'Ratzon Rafi is, if you pay attention to the words, those words that words in my mouth should be I should be able to make a tefillah to you, that they are fit to be said both before davening and after davening, either as a pre-prayer supplication or after we say Shmoneh Esrei, we should say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please listen to all that I just davened to you. So how do we know that we're supposed to say Yilul Rason after Shmoneh Esrei? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Breider of Shimon Pazi, Hol V'lo Amru David, Ela L'Achar Yudches Parshios, L'Fichach T'Kinu Rabbanan L'Achar Yudches Brachos. How do we know? Because the model for Tefillah is Tehillim, and David HaMelech said, Yilul Ratzon Nimrei Fi after Yudches Parshios. And if you look at the, Torah or HaSholem over here on Os Tes, what he says is Yilul Ratzon Nimrei Fi Vegin Libi L'Fanech Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. And if you look, that's Tilim Yud Tes Pasuk Tes Vav. So after the first 18 parshios of Tehillim, David HaMelech said Yilu Ratza Nimrei Fi. And that's how we know that we're supposed to say Yilu Ratza Nimrei Fi after our Yudches Brachos of Shmon Esrei. Says the Gemara, that's a very, very clever drasha, but it's also wrong, because if you look in the Torah R, it says that he said Yilu Ratzon after Tilim Perek 19, not Tilim Perek 18. So what in the world is the Gemara talking about? So says the Gemara, Hani Yudches, Yudches Avayan, it's not after 18 brachas, it's after 19 brachas. So if you think about it, the kasha is not really a kasha, because our Shmon Esrei is also not Shmon Esrei. It's really 19 brachas, but before, let's say, before they were Metakin Velam Al Shinim. So still, he said it after 19, not after 18. Says the Gemara, Ashrei Ish, Velam Arog Shugayim, Chada Parshahi. The first two Kapitlach Tilim are actually consolidated. They should be combined. So what we have in our Sefer Tilim is happening at the end of Kapitel 19 is really the end of Kapitel 18, because 1 and 2 should be consolidated. Amar Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, because Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shimon Ben Pazi says, Kuv Gimel Parshias Amar David, David HaMelech said 103 Parshias of Tehillim, V'lo Amar Haluka Ad Sherabam Apalasan Shal Rishayim, and he didn't say Haluka until he experienced the downfall of Rishayim, Shenemar Yitamu Chatoim in Aoretz Rishayim Odeinam, Barchi Nafshi Yes Hashem Haluka. So that's the first time that he concluded a Kapitel Tehillim with the word Hallelujah, says the Gemara, but Hani Kuv Gimel Kuv Dalet Avayan. It's not after 103 parshiyos that he said Hallelujah. If you look again in the Torah R at the side, so this is from the Barchi Nafshi that we say on Rosh Chodesh, but that's not Tehillim Kuv Gimel, that's Tehillim Kuv Dalet. Says the Gemara, Elish Mamina, same answer, Ashrei Ish, V'lom Arog Shugayim, Chada Parshi, because the first two Parshios of Tilim should be consolidated. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yochanan, because says Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kal Parsha, turning to Yudam and Aleph, Kal Parsha, Shaisa, Chaviva, Al David, Pasach, Baba Ashrei, V'siyem, Baba Ashrei. How do we know that the first two Kapitlach Tilim should be consolidated? Because we have a klal. Any Parsha that was especially beloved to David HaMelech, he would open with the word Ashrei, and he would close with the word Ashrei. And what's the example? Pasach ba'ashrei dechsev ashrei ish. That's the first kapitel in Tilim. That's kapitel Aleph. V'siyim ba'ashrei dechsev ashrei kol chosei bo. And that's the end of kapitel Beis. But if this is given as our example, as our paradigm of a kapitel that David found very chaviv to him, so he opened it with an ashrei and closed it with an ashrei, then it's obvious that Aleph and Beis ought to be one consolidated long kapitel Tilim. Otherwise, that would have been a very silly answer that the Gemara gave. So we see from here, again, Aleph and Beis are consolidated. Says Tosfos, really? How about all the other? We don't find a single other parsha in Tehillim that David HaMelech began with ashrei and close with Ashrei. So you're going to tell me that any parsha that was chaviv to David HaMelech, he began with an Ashrei and closed with an Ashrei, and there's only one kapitel in all of Sefer Tehillim that was chaviv for David? So Tosfos, no, that's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means is that any kapitel that he was very fond of, he would open and close with the same word. So, and we're giving as an example when he opens with an Ashrei and closes with an Ashrei. And this klal would hold true whenever there's a chsima me'ein apsicha, says Tosfos. So, for example, there are many, many kapitel chtilim that begin with Hallelujah and end with Hallelujah. So those are also examples of kapitlach that are very beloved to David HaMelech. Says the Gemara, Yud Amid Aleph, four lines down, two dots. Hanu Bar Yune, David Bishop of Usid Rameir. There were these Bar Yune, there were these boorish people in the neighborhood of Rameir, Vavi Kametzara Le Tuva, and they were causing a lot of trouble for Rameir. He didn't like them. Havi Kaboy Rameir Rachmi Malaki Echa Delamus. And Rameir used to daven that they should die. So what does it mean that he would daven that they should die? That's like really, really harsh. So says the Tzlach, it meant that he was davening that they should die because he was hoping that they would not experience much time in this world, and therefore they wouldn't have the opportunity to sin, and therefore they would preserve some of their Olam Haba. He has to sort of give a silver lining as to why Rameir was davening that they would die, but they were very, very bad people, so Rameir wanted them to be eradicated. So Amarle Bruyer Debisu, so Bruyer, the wife of Rameir, said to Rameir, "My daitcha, what's the pshat that you're davening that they should die? Mishum dechsiv yitamu chataim, because it says in Ketilim yitamu chataim, and this is the reason that this mice is brought here, that the sinners should cease, they should all be destroyed. Miksiv chotim chataim ksiv. Doesn't say that the chotim should be eradicated. No, it says the chataim, the sins should be eradicated. The Ode, and also Shvila Sefer Dekra, and also go to the end of the pasuk. It says, "Itamu chatoim in aretz urishoim ode einam." Einam kivan diyatamu chataim urishaim od einam. Once the chataim, once the sins cease, then there won't be any more rishaim. Not because the rishaim are going to die, but because they won't be rishaim anymore after they stop sinning. Elaboy rachmi meleva dehadra b'tshuva v'rishaim od einam. So what you should do is you should be boy rachmim. You should daven that not that they should die, that they should be chozer v'tshuva. And memela when they're chozer v'tshuva, there won't be rishaim any longer. Boy rachmi meleva dehadra b'tshuva. So it happened that he davened on their behalf, and they actually wound up doing tshuva. Says the Gemara of Eiter, Amar la hu tzeduki lebruya. So now, once we're talking about Bruya and Rav Meir, there we're going to bring down a maisa of what a tzeduki said to Bruya. Ksiv rani akara lo yalada. So Knesset Yisrael is spoken about, the Bnei Yisrael are spoken about like an akara lo yalada, a barren woman who hasn't given birth. So says the Gemara, and the word Rani means a lashon of tefillah, means a lashon of song. So Rani akara lo yalada, misham de lo yalada Rani, because Knesset Yisrael is like an akara who didn't give birth, that's going to be a reason to break out in song? It doesn't make any sense. It's contradictory. So Amrlei, so Bruria was very sharp and had a mastery of Tanakh. She said, Shatya, you idiots, shvil sefer dekra, go to the end of the pasuk, k'sid k'sid, ki rabin b'nei shomema b'nei ba'ula. Amar Hashem. Despite the fact that Knesset Yisrael is called an Akara, nevertheless, the children of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, are more in number than the Bnei Ba'ula, than the Bnei Edom. So even though we're called an Akara, still there's reason to be grateful. There's reason to break out in song. Ela Maya Kara Lo Yalada. But in that case, if the Bnei Yisrael actually outnumber the Bnei Edom, why in the world are Bnei Yisrael called an Akara? Maya Kara Lo Yalada. Rani Knesset Yisrael, Shedome Leisha Akara, Shelo Yolda Banim Legehenem Kavasaychu. That Knesset Yisrael is like an Akara, because unlike you, Edom, where you've given birth to many children who go to Gehenim, Knesset Yisrael gives birth to Tzadikim, so not to Rishon, and therefore we don't populate Gehenim as much as you, Edom, populate Gehenim. Amar Leihu Tzeduki LeRavavo. Now that we're on the topic, so this is sort of like a little bit of a free flow daf. Once we mentioned Tzedukim, now we're going to talk about Tzedukim again. Amar Leihu Tzeduki LeRavavo. Ksiv Mizmar LeDavid BeBarchav Bnei Avshalom. That David wrote a Mizmar when he was escaping from Avshalom Beno. Uksiv LeDavid Michtam BeBarchav Bnei Shaul BeMara. And it also says David Michtam, which means a song of great worth. David sang when he escaped from Shaul in a cave. Says the Gemara. So, and if you look, if you look on the side in the Torah, so the first Mizmor LeDavid Baruch Avnei Avshalom is Tehillim Gimel, and the Maisa with Shaul is brought down in Tehillim Nun Zion. So says the Gemara. So Hai Maisa Avibereisha, which happened first? Which Maisa happened first? Michti Maisa Shaul Avibereisha. First the Maisa of Shaul, and then later in life the Maisa of Avshalom when Avshalom rebelled. So Lichta Bereisha. So the Maisa of Shaul should have come first in Sefer Tehillim. Why does the Maisa of Avshalom come first in Sefer Tehillim? So Amalei. So Rav Avoh said to the Tzeduki, Hasan de lo darshinat smuchin kasha lechu. You guys who aren't orish smuchim, you have a kasha with this. Anand de darshinat smuchim lo kashan lan. We, however, the Bnei Yisrael are dorish smuchin, and therefore we don't have a kasha. So what does it mean that we're dorish smuchin? Tam Rav Yochanan smuchim in a Torah minayin. How do we know smuchim in a Torah? So it sounds like a chesidah shavort. The Gemara answers, Shenemar, smuchim la'ad la'olam atsuyim be'emes of a yashar. How do we know that there's a? How do we know that we kedarshim smuchim? Because we have a pasuk where there's an allusion to the word smuchim. Okay, good. So we're dorish smuchim. But what does this give us? So lama nismucha parshas Avshalom leparshas Gog u'Magog. Why is the parsha of Avshalom next to the parsha of Gog u'Magog? She'em yomer lecha adam klum yesh evet shamor berabo. Because if a person reads Sefer Tehillim and says there's something here about a machlokas Gog u'Magog, which is a tremendous rebellion, could it ever be that the people of the world are going to rebel so brazenly against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Af ata omer lo klum yesh ben shamorad ba'aviv. You're going to say, is it possible that the nations are going to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu? And the retort will be, do you think it's possible that a child will rebel against his father? Elamai, yes. Avshalom rebelled against David, just like that's possible. So too, the Olmechem as Gog or Magog is possible. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch said that Gog is from the Lashon of Gog, that the people, Gog is Morei B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, they try to make a Gog, they try to make a roof separating themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that they can't take any hashpos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They try to disassociate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the rebellion. Says the Gemara now, Vayter, we're in the second wide line, Yud Amud Aleph, on at the two dots. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shem Ben Yochai, Mai Dechsev, Pia Pasma Bechachma V'Toras Chesed Alishona, Keneged Mi Amar Shlomo Mikra Zeh. Who did Shlomo say this pasuk about? Lo Amra Ela Keneged David Aviv. He said it about David his father. Shador B'Chamisha Olamim V'Amar Shira. He lived in five different worlds, so to speak. We'll see what this means in a minute. And he said Shira. Darbi Me'ima V'Amar Shira. He lived in the womb of his mother and he said Shira. Shnimar Berchi Nafshi Es Hashem V'Chol Kravai Es Shem Kacho. Yatzal Avira Olam V'Nistakla B'Chachav Mazolos V'Amar Shira. He was born, he saw the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations. And he said, Shira Shnemar Baruch Hashem Malachov, Gibore Koach Osa Dvaro Lashma Bekol Dvaro, Baruch Hashem Kol Tzva'av. And Tzva'av are all these stars in the sky. Yenak Mishteimov and Istaka B'Dadeav Emer Shira, he nursed from his mother, he saw her breasts, and he said, Shira Shnemar Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem Val Tishkechi Kol Gmulav. You didn't forget all of your Gmulav, all the people who weaned from you. My Kol Gmulav Amaravavosh Asa Ladada B'Makam Bina. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a woman so that her breasts are in a makom bina, in a place of wisdom. What does it mean that they're in a place of wisdom? Time amai, amarav yuda, kadei shelo yistaka b'makom erva, because if the breasts weren't on the chest, but were rather near her waist, then you would be looking at a makom erva whenever the baby would nurse. But maslamar kadei shelo yinak b'makom atanofes, that you shouldn't nurse from a dirty place. Same answer. So, rab b'malasin shal rishon v'yemar shira, so we saw the downfall of rishon, and he said, this is the pasuk that we've been referring to multiple times. Nistakal b'yom misa v'mashira, and then he saw the day of death, and he said, "Shira shenemar baruch nafshi es Hashem, Hashem alokai gadalta meod hod v'hadu levashta." So my mashma dol yom misa. How do we know that this pasuk is talking about the yom misa? There's no reference here to misa. So nemar sama rabba barashila misefa dinyana, because you have to look at the end of that kapitel d'chsev. Taster panechi behelen tosif rucham yigvan. And if you look again in the Torah, or what it says over here, osmem taster panechi behelen tosif rucham yigvan vela faram yeshuvan, and they will return to their dust, to their dirt, and that is a reference, obviously, to Yom HaMisa. Rav Simi Barukva, Vamri La Marukva, Avishchiah Kameh, Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. So he was always found by Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, Vav Mesadar Agadata Kameh, Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. And he would be Mesadar Agadata in front of Yeshua Ben Levi. Amar Lei, Mai Dichsiv Berkhinafsi, Hashem Vachol Kravai Hashem Kacho. What's the meaning of this pasuk? Amar Lei, Borei, Shalok Midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basar Vadam. So you should see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like a Midas Basar Vadam. Midas Basar Vadam, Sartsura Gabi Akoto, Venia Chalato Baruch and Shama Kravim Abim Naayim. That person could draw a picture and it could be a beautiful artist and he could draw a very lifelike picture, but you can't instill life into a picture if you're a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einar Kein. Tzar Tzura B'toch Tzura, he made a Tzura in a Tzura, meaning he made a person which has a form, and then in the person has all these internal organs and veins and cardiovascular systems, he has a whole nervous system, he has everything inside of him. And he puts life in the person. What does it mean that ain't sur kelokenu? There's no artist like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. My ain't sur kelokenu, ain't sayark. What does it mean there's no rock like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, rather I should say? Ain't sayark elokenu. There's no artist like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. My ki ain't biltecha. And what does it mean? Ki ein beltecha. So I'm a review the bar menasi al tikri ki ein beltecha ela ein levalo secha. There was no one who outlives you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalok midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like basar v'dam. Basar v'dam masa yadeh mevalo no so. By basar v'dam creates something, and then the thing that he created outlives him. Because if a person, let's say, makes an article of clothing, the article of clothing can last for many, many years, the person's going to die after a certain amount of time. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu outlives all of his creations. You learned this out, Lagabe, the five worlds that David HaMelech lived in and said Shira. I learned it out, Lagabe, something slightly different. Hani Chamisha Barchi Nafshi Keneged Mi Amran David. Who did David say these Barchi Nafshis Keneged corresponding to? Lo Amran Ela Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keneged Neshama. He said it Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Keneged the Neshama that was in his body. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malei Kala Olam, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entire world, Af Neshama Malei As Kala Guf. So too, the neshama permeates the entire body. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu roa veina nira, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees but is not seen. Af neshama roa veina nira. Also, the ruchnius in a person sees but is not seen. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu zan es kala olam kulo, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports, sustains the entire world. Af neshama zan es kala guf. So too, the neshama sustains the entire body. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu tar, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pure. Af neshama tara, the neshama is pure. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshe b'chad rechad, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu sits b'chadrei chadarim, he's hidden, nobody sees him. Af neshama yoshevetz b'chadrei chadarim. So too, the neshama dwells in the chadrei chadarim, in the inside of a person. Yavo mi sheyesh bo chamisha dvarim alalu. So somebody who has these five attributes, meaning a human being who has a guf and a neshama, v'yishabeach l'mi sheyesh bo chamisha dvarim alalu, and should write shiros v'tzishbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who also shares these same five qualities with the neshama. Says the Gemara in Avaiter, two dots. Amar Rav Amnuna, mai dechsev mi ke'achacham umi yadea pesher davar. So mi ke'akadosh baruch hu sheyadea lasos pshara ben shnei tzadikim. When it says pesher davar, which means a compromise, we're lauding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows how to make a pshara, a compromise between two tzaddikim, between Chizkiyo between Chizkiyo and Yeshayo. So Chizkiyo was the king, Yeshayo was the Navi. Chizkiyo amar leisa Yeshayo gaboi. Chizkiyo used to say, they used to stand on ceremony, so neither of them wanted to make the first move and go visit the other one. Melech Chizkiyo said, Yeshayo, the Navi, should come visit me. And we have precedent, because also in Navi, we see that Elio went to visit Achav. So, Yeshayo Amar Leisa Chizkiyo Gaboy. But the Navi said, the king should come to me. Because we see that Yehoram ben Yaakov went to Elisha. So we have precedent that the Navi goes to visit the king, and we have conflicting precedent that the king goes to visit the Navi. So they were at a stalemate, and says Rashi, so what does it matter that they were at a stalemate? Because Yeshayo wanted to give Chizkiyo Musar, and we'll see this in a minute in the Gemara, that he never married a woman and he never had children. And the problem with the fact that they didn't see each other ever, that no one ever made the first move, is therefore that Yeshayo was not able to give Chizkiyo this tochacha. So Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they were at a stalemate. They were very stubborn. They didn't want to get together. Nobody wanted to go see the other one. So Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Evi Yisurin al Chizkiyo. So he brought Yisurin al Chizkiyo. V'yamar lo Yishayo leich levakar es achola. And then he told Yishayo, oh, Chizkiyo sick. You have to go do bikur cholam. Shenemar b'yamam eim chola Chizkiyo lamos. Chizkiyo got very, very gravely ill. V'yavoy lo Yishayo ben Amotz hanavi. And Yishayo ben Amotz went to Chizkiyo. Omar I love, ko amar Hashem tzvakos, tzav leveischa ki meis atav lo sichye. So what does it mean? There's a double lashon. Ki meis ata, you're going to die, lo sichye, and you're not going to live. So if you say you're going to die, it's obvious that you're not going to live. Maiki meis atav lo sichye, meis ata b'olam hazeh, lo sichye l'olam haba. You're going to die in this world, and you're not going to experience a chiyus in olam haba. So amar lei, maiku lihai, that's very harsh. I'm going to die, and I'm not going to have olam haba. What's up with that? So amar lei, mishum d'lo asakta b'puriyah v'rivyah, because you were an osek in the mitzvah of puriyah v'rivyah. So amar lei, mishum d'chazoy li baruch hakodesh nafki minei banin d'lo ma'alu. Well, the reason I did it l'shma, I wasn't osek in puriyah v'rivyah l'shma, because I saw through Ruach HaKodesh that I'm going to have children who aren't worthy, and I didn't want to have children who were bad. I wanted my legacy to be good, and so that's why I wasn't Osek in Puru Revu. So Amar Lei, Bahadi Kafshid Rachman Alam Alecha, you shouldn't worry about the hidden things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. Don't make it your business to try to calculate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan is. My demifkadete ibaylecha lemevad. Well, my denicha kami kuchabrichu hu levad. You do what you're commanded to do. You're commanded to do pru revu. You have to have kids. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do with the kids, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business, but you don't play God yourself. Samarlei hashta havli bartach. So it says Chizkiyo, so he had a great response. He said to Yeshayo, okay, if you're suggesting that I actually get married and have children, why don't you let me marry your daughter? Because you're encouraging me to get married anyway, so let me marry your daughter. After the Gorma, Zchus Adidi, Vididach, Vinafki Mina Bana Damalu. Maybe combined with our Zchuyos, I have Zchuyos, your family has Zchuyos, maybe then we'll be Zocha to have proper children. Samalek, Farnigzura, Gzera. No, sorry, you can't do that because it was already Gozer Gzera from Kadosh Baruch Hu that you are going to have bad kids. Samarlei ben Amot, so Chizkiyo was very distraught. He's on the one hand, he's saying, you have to have kids. The other end, he's saying, I'm not going to give you my daughter because you're going to have bad kids. So I'm in a catch 22. So what am I supposed to do? Samarlei ben Amot, chalei nevuasecha v'tzei. Go and stop your nevuah and get out of here. So it's funny. Now all of a sudden, Chizkiyo is turning the tables on Yeshayo and he's criticizing Yeshayo for failing to have the proper bitachon that he could change whatever gzeira HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Kach mekublani mebeis Abba. This is what I was mekubal from beis Abba. Abba is David, Rashi says, that even when David saw the Malach HaMaves, David did not refrain from seeking rachamim. Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavar shel adam al yimna atzvim min harachamim. Even if the sword is literally on a person's neck about to kill him, you still have to daven. Even if it looks like all hope is lost and you're in a state of great despair, still you never could give up. Say it's my nami Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar Damri Tavayo Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavar shel adam al yimna atzvim min harachamim shenemar haini yikdoleni lo ayachel. Even though they're going to kill me, I still pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, what Chizkiyo was saying to Yeshayo was, give me a daughter, let's try to have kids, and let's seek rachmim that this gzeira should not come true. Flipping to Yud Amud Beis, Samar Rav Chanan, Afilu Bala Chalomos, Omer Lola Adam Lamachor Ameis, even if the Bala Chalomos says to a person that he's going to die tomorrow, Al Yimna Asmim and Arachmim, he should still seek rachmim. Shenemar, Kibaruah Chalomos, Favolim, Midvorim, Arbe, Kieselo Kim Yarei, but don't worry about what the dreams say. Only fear God. Always be mispalo. Never give up. Miyad vayasef Chizkiyo panav elakir vayispalo laHashem. Immediately Chizkiyo was moved. He turned to the wall and he davened to Hashem. My kir, what does it mean? He turned to the wall. So I'm a Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Mikiros libo. It means that he turned inward to the walls of his heart. Shenemar may I ochila kiros libi. That my inside shudder, the walls of my heart tremble. So kir is a reference not to a physical wall, but rather to the walls of one's heart. Rav Levi amar al iske akir. No, what it means is idavin al iske akir legabe the events of the kir. And what does that mean? Amar lefan of Ribono Shel Olam, mashu names shelo asa ela kir achas katana. Just like the Shunamis, the Isha Shunamis, who had the Maisa with Elisha, who only made a little kir. And what does it mean, a little kir? It means that it means a little room in her house so that Elisha could stay there. Achie says, Bana, you made this great miracle, and Elisha did a tchias amesim on her son, Avi Abba, my grandfather, meaning David Amelech. Shechafas Eichel and Shlomo Amelech. Shechafas Eichel Kulo Bekesav Ezov. They made more than a kir. They made more than a little room. They made a whole base of mikdash for you. Alachas kama v'kama. All the more so, you should have rachmanos and you should revoke your gzera. Zochar noas asher salachti lefanecha be'emes uvelev sholem vato be'necho asisi. And remember all the good that I did for you also, says Chizkiyah. My vato be'necho asisi. What does it mean, the good that I did for you? So Amar Rav Yuda, Amar Rav, shesomach gula letfila. So this is the connection to this whole Gemara. That what was the good that Chizkiyah did? He was somach gula letfila. Rav Levi Yomar Shaganaz Sefer Refuos. That he buried the Sefer Refuos. And Rashi explains that he was going to the Sefer Refuos was a book of healing that they had in the times of Chizkiyah, and he buried the Sefer Refuos. Why? Says Rashi, Kadeshi Yavakshu Rachmim, so that the people should daven, because they were very sort of intellectual and very dispassionate, and they said, listen, if there's a book of Refuah, we don't have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're just going to, if we're ever sick, we're going to open up the book, we're going to get to the right page, and we're going to heal ourselves. So that's why Chizkiyo buried the Sefer Refuah, so that they should daven. The Rambam says similarly that they buried the Sefer Refuah, not so that the people should daven, but rather because the people started looking at the Sefer Refuos almost as kishuf, almost as witchcraft. And so long as they were using it only as a reference, it was okay, says the Rambam. But once they started using it to practice witchcraft, that obviously wasn't good, so we bury the Sefer Refuos. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Shisha Dvar Masa Chizkiyo HaMelech Al Gimel Odelo Va Gimel Lo Odelo. Chizkiyo HaMelech did six big things in his life. On three of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed, he liked what he did. On three of them, he didn't like what he did. Al Gimel Odelo Gana Sefer Refuos Va Odelo. He buried the Sefer Refuos, and it was a good thing that he did, because it caused people to daven. Katas Nachash Shel Nachash HaNechoshes, he ground up the Nachash HaNechoshes Va Odelo. And also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu liked that. Why? Because in the Dibros Achronos, they started treating this Nachash Nechoshes that Moshe had with him in the Midbar as an Avodah Zarah. So in the later generations, they started using this Nachash Nechoshes as an Avodah Zarah, as opposed to some sort of symbol to daven. So they were actually davening to the Nachash Nechoshes, and that's Avodah Zarah. So Chizkiyo destroyed the Nachash Nechoshes, and that was a good thing that he did. Girer Atzmas Avav Elamita Shechaval Avodulo, and he also dragged the bones of his father on a bed of ropes, and they were moded to him. Why? And Rashi explains over here, Levishaya Rasha, because his father was a Rasha, Bizeu, he was Mevazim, Velonog, Bakova, Bekroso, Lahotzio, Koga, Mimito, Zava, Kevsef. And therefore, he didn't give him a proper burial because his father was a bad guy. Val Gimel Lo Odelo, and says the Gemara, he did three things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not maskim. Sasam Megichon V'lo Odelo. He closed up the Megichon, which was a little spring outside Yerushalayim, and then that was not proper. Kitzetz Dlasas Heichal V'Shigron LaMelech Asher. He cut down the doors of the Heichal, and he sent them to Melech Asher V'lo Odelo. That was also not a proper thing. Over Nisan Benisan, he made an Ibruch Shana when it was already Nisan. In other words, he added a second Adar when it was already Nisan. Velo Odulo, and they didn't like that. So says the Gemara, Umi Lesel the Chizkiyo Achodesh Zel Lachem Rosh Chodashim Zen Nisan Vein Achar Nisan. How could it be that Chizkiyo blew it and actually was Ma'avra the Shana when it was already Nisan? Doesn't he know what a darshan the pasuk? It says Achodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodashim, that this month is Nisan. Once the calendar turns to Nisan, you can't then make an Adar Sheni and then cause the next month to be Nisan. Elato b'dishmuel. No, he wasn't actually Maver Nisan b'Nisan. It wasn't that bad. But Tov b'dishmuel, he made a mistake in the learning on the teaching of Shmuel. D'amar Shmuel ein Maver Nesashana b'yam shloshim shel Adar hol v'roy l'kovo Nisan, that you're also not allowed to add an extra month of Adar Sheni on the 30th day of Adar, because it's Roy to be Nisan. Why? Because some months are 29 days, some months are 30 days. So the 30th day of the month could have been the first day of the next month. And that's what he did. He was Kaveya Adar Sheni on the 30th day of Adar Rishon. So for Hol V'Roy, Lo Amrinan, Chizkiyo thought, oh, we don't say this whole fancy pshat of Hol V'Roy, and therefore he made a mistake and added an Adar Sheni on the 30th day of Adar Rishon, and they were not maskim to that either. Okay, says the Gemara now, Vayter. So Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yosef Ben Zimra. Kol HaTola B'Zchus Atzmo, anybody who is Tola Es Tfilos in his own Zchus, Tola No B'Zchus Acherim. They're going to be answered in the Zchus of others. B'Kol HaTola B'Zchus Acherim, and anybody who's Tola His Tfilos in the Zchus of others, Tola No B'Zchus Atzmo will be answered because of his own Zchuyos. Moshe Tola B'Zchus Acherim. Moshe was Tola His Tfilos in the Zchus Acherim. Shneimar Zechor LaAvram LeYitzchak LeYisrael LaAvadecha. He said, do it not for my benefit. Do it not because I'm Roy, says Moshe Rabbeinu, but do it because of the Avos. Tola b'schus atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the tefillos b'schus Moshe himself, shenemar v'yomer lashmidem, lule Moshe b'chiro, amad b'peretz, lefanav l'hashif chamaso mehishchis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Cheskiyo tola b'schus atzmo, Cheskiyo was tola in the schus of himself, desiv zchar noa es asher salachti lefanecha, remember how I went in front of you, not because of you, but because of the schus of your grandfather, David HaMelech. Behind the Rav Yeshua ben Levi, the Rav Yeshua ben Levi, my dechsev hini l'shalom marli, of marli mar, afilu b'shoah sheshigah l'Kadosh Baruch Hu shalom mar hulo. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent basically peace to Chizkiyo, it was a little bit with a bitter pill. Why was it with a bitter pill? Because Chizkiyo was davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't answer his tefillos because of his own schuyos, but the tefillos were answered because of schus avos, nasana alias kir katana. So the Gemara now turns to Elisha and the Shunamis, and this is because the pasuk was mentioned earlier, legabe Chizkiyo. So nasana alias katana. So let's make a little kir, alias kir katana. Rav Shmuel chadamar aliyah prua aisa, that it was an unroofed upper chamber, vikira vikirua, and they walled it and they roofed it. Vichadamar achsad ragdola aisa v'chalkua l'shnayim. And others say that it was a large hall and they divided, they put up a hall, like one of those retractable mechitza things, and therefore they divided the large hall into two. So bishlam alamadi amar achsadra hainaduchsev kir. I understand if it was a large hole and they divided, they put a mechitza up, that's why it's called a wall, because the way you divide a large room is by building a wall in the middle. Ela l'mandi amar aliyah, but according to the Mandi Amar, it says that it was an unroofed upper chamber and they basically closed it up. So my kir, what does it mean kir? Shekirua, it means that they closed it up, so it's not a problem. That's what the Hebrew word means. Bishlam l'mandi amar aliyah, I need to say aliyas. I understand according to the Mandi Amar, it says that it was an upper chamber, that's why it says aliyas kir. Ela l'mandi amar achsadra, my aliyas. But according to the Mandemar, it says it was an achsadra. Why does it say aliyas kir? Mula shebabatim. Not because it was on the upper floor, but because it was such a great location. It was a great house. V'nosem lo sham mita v'sholcham v'kisei menorah. Some rabbi v'yisim rav Yitzchak harotze lehenos ki yehena ke Elisha. If a person wants to be nene from being a guest in somebody's house, it is okay, just like Elisha was nene from the Shunamis. V'shein harotze lehenos al yehena ke Shmuel. And if you don't want to, aramasi, and if you don't want to be nene, then that's also fine. There's precedent for that too, like Shmuel. Well, Shanemar, Vichuvaso Aramasa, Kisham Beso, that he would always return to Rama, to Ramasa, because that's where his house was. He would never stay over as a guest. He always brought his own provisions with him. He always had a sleeping bag with him. Vitomar Elisha, Inena Yadati, Kisha Lukim Kadoshu. Lagabe Elisha, the Shunamis woman said that I know that he's an Ish Kadosh. From here we know that a woman is much more perceptive than a man. We don't need the Gemara to tell this to us. It's true, but that's part of the Bina Yisera that a woman has. So Kadashu Minala Yada. Okay, granted, a woman is more perceptive. But how in the world did she know that Elisha was Kadosh? So Rav Shmuel Chanamar Shlarot Zvuv over al Shulchano, because there were no flies next to him when he was eating. V'Chanamar Sudden Shalpishan Etziyal Mitosav Lora Keri Yalav, that he never experienced the Keri at night. So Kadoshu Am Rav Yosef Rechanina Hu Kadoshu Mishar So Ena Kadosh. He's a holy person, but his sidekick is not a holy person. Shenemar v'yigash Gehazi lahadfa, that Gehazi tried to push himself, he tried to force himself on the Isha Shunamis. So Gehazi was a little bit of a, not such a kosher guy, but Elisha was a good guy. Some Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Shach Sabot Yafya, that it was more than he forced himself on her, he assaulted her, he grabbed her breasts, but Elisha obviously did not do anything so untoward. Over Aleinu Tamid, Am Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Mishum Rav Lazar Ben Yaakov Kol Amarech Tamid HaChachamim B'toch Beiso Maneo Min HaChasa Ma'al Elav Kosev Kilo Makrev Tamidim. It says the word Tamid, a person who provides lodging in his house and hospitality for Talmud Chacham, it's as if he brought Karbanos. Ben Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Mishum Rav Lazar Mishum Relezer Ben Yaakov. Al Yamad Adam Bamakam Gavoa V'Yispalel. Person should not stand in a high place and daven Ela Bamakam Nomach. He should stand in a place of depths V'Yispalel. Shnemar Mimamakim Krasicha Hashem. From the depths the daven. Tani Namiyachi Leyamad Adam Lo Agabi Kisei. A person shouldn't stand in a chair of Lo Agabi Srafraf or a stool. Lo Bamakam Gavoa or in any high place V'Yispalel. Ela Bamakam Nomach V'Yispalel. You gotta daven from a low place. Levishain Gavos Levnei Amakam. Because arrogance and davening don't mix. that a person has to make himself like an ani, like a humble, poor person when he davens. If a person, when a person davens, he has to hold his feet to keep his feet together. It says ragleyem, but they're like a regel, because a person makes his feet into one foot by putting them together. What does it mean? Do not eat before you daven for your blood. In other words, before you daven, do not eat anything. If a person eats and drinks and then only after that davens, it's like a gaiva, it's a bal gaiva that you're going to have breakfast before you daven. After this guy is nizgoy, he's so arrogant, he's going to be mekabel malchus shamayim. The poskim obviously hold that you're not supposed to have a full breakfast, but you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to drink a little bit, you're allowed to have coffee or tea or water, and the Mishnah Berurah make a leaven to have milk and sugar in the coffee, thank God, so just don't have your continental breakfast first. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ad Gimel Shaz. Rabbi Yeshua says that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema until the end of the third hour. So Amar Rav Yuda, Amar Shmuel, Alachak Rabbi Yeshua, the Alachak is like Rabbi Yeshua, because we saw another sheet in the Mishnah that you're only allowed to say Kriya Shema until Netzach Hama. Thank God we don't paskin like that. We paskin you're allowed to say it until the third hour. According to Kan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid, if a person reads after the Zman Kriya Shema, he's not mafsid. What's the Chiddush? So Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah say that the Chiddush is, I might think there's Alachak that Dvarim Shebichsav, Yata Roshay Lomrim Baal Peh. That Kriya Shema is one of the parashiyas in the Torah. So let's say you're reading Kriya Shema not from the Torah, you're just reading it like this by heart. I might think that there's a problem. Kamash Malon, there is no problem. That's what the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah said. Should have mentioned that when we did the Mishnah yesterday. But dafim along. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Amar Urkva, Vavachal Yomar Yotzer Ar. It's fine if you want to say Kriya Shema after the Zman, but don't say the Berchas Kriya Shema, because that's going to be a bracha levatala. Meisvei, frak the Gemara, kori mikan veilech lo hifsid, kodem shu kori b'torah. If a person misses the Zman Kriya Shema, not a problem, he doesn't miss out. It's like he's just reading parashiyot in the Torah. Avol mevarech ushnayim lefenev achas lachreo, but you should say the Berchas Kriya Shema. So you told me that if I'm saying Kriya Shema after the Zman, I shouldn't say Berchas Kriya Shema. But we see elsewhere that I should say Berchas Kriya Shema. Tutud Rav Chista Tiyufta, so it's a kashan Rav Chista. Zikadamri, Amr Rav Chista, Amr Ma'urkva, my lo hifsid. What does it mean, lo hifsid? That's exactly what it means. Shlo hifsid brachos, that if you didn't say Kriya Shema until after the Zman, you haven't been mafsid the brachos, you could still say the Berchas Kriya Shema. Tanya Nami, Achia, Korei, Mikan, Ve'elech, lo hifsid, Kodem, Akorei, B'Torah. If a person reads after the Zman, it's fine, like a person who's reading a Torah. Av Mavarech, Ushnaim, Lefanei, Avachas, Lachrea. And he does still say the Berchas Kriya Shema. There is a machlokas Rishonim, whether we give you the ability to say the Berchas Kriya Shema only until the end of the fourth hour, or until Chatzos, or if you could say them all day. But regardless, even after the Zman Kriya Shema, you could still say Kriya Shema and the Brachos together, even though preferable, obviously, to say it before the Zman Kriya Shema. Amar Rav Mani, Godel HaKorei Kriya Shema Ba'onasa Yosar Meya Osek B'Torah. That a person who reads Kriya Shema at the proper time is greater than a person who is Osek B'Torah. How do we know? Midiktani, HaKorei Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid Ka'odem HaKorei B'Torah. That if you read Kriya Shema La'akar Zman, it's like a person who's learning Torah. So what we see is Mechlal HaKorei Ba'onasa Adif. So if you read Kriya Shema at the Zman, then it's better than a person who learns Torah. Tomorrow we're going to pick up with a Mishnah of the posture, the proper posture and position that a person should be in when he reads Kriya Shma Shel Shacharis and Kriya Shma Shel Arvis.